And now a look at news from the Mid-Nebraska News Center.
Trenton Ish was found guilty of first-degree murder Friday afternoon in Custer County District Court. The jury needed only about 2 hours and 15 minutes to reach a verdict. He was also guilty of using a deadly weapon to commit a felony and possession of a firearm by a prohibited person. Tears and relief from the family of Crystal Ish greeted the verdict in a packed courtroom. Sentencing has been scheduled for August 19th. The murder charge carries a sentence of life in prison. The jury began deliberations shortly after noon, following closing arguments from both sides. Both attorneys told the jury the primary issue they had to determine was whether or not Crystal Ish's murder was premeditated. To find Trent Ish guilty of first-degree murder, they had to decide the state had proven the killing was premeditated. Otherwise, the jury also had the option to convict Ish of either second-degree murder or manslaughter. Prosecutor Michael Guinan told the jury that premeditation doesn't require much planning. By its legal definition, premeditation can happen instantly as long as it happens before the crime is actually committed. Guinan showed the jury the broken lens of Crystal Ish's glasses, which appeared as if a bullet had gone through the middle. He said the first shot must have gone through the eye and that 9 more shots were fired after that. Guinan argued that Trent believed in his mind that he had been wronged by Crystal over many years and showed up at her house unannounced with a loaded gun on his hip despite a harassment order Crystal had taken out against him. Guinan said Crystal had security cameras around her house because she was afraid of Trent and he had just recently been released from jail for a previous violation of the harassment order. Defense attorney James Martin Davis argued that the state was exaggerating Trent's motives and trying to elevate a manslaughter case to the level of first-degree murder. Davis told the jury that Trent had admitted he killed Crystal and that he was guilty of the other two charges, but not first-degree murder. He repeatedly said that Trent would admit to the things he did, but not the things he didn't do. Davis said that he wouldn't try to excuse Trent's actions and said that what Trent did was wrong and criminal, but that it wasn't premeditated and that this wasn't someone getting back at an evil stepmother. Davis said that Trent Ish was drunk and not reasoning when he shot Crystal. He said the shooting was sudden and that Trent snapped because of something Crystal said to him. Davis said that the shooting was done with a target pistol that Trent took with him to protect himself from Josh Dalby, who he didn't get along with. Davis said if Trent had intended to kill someone, he would have taken one of the more powerful guns that were found at his home. Davis asked the jury to set aside their sympathy for the family and the graphic nature of some of the crime scene photos, telling them not to get carried away by passion. He said that the shooting was not at all planned, but that Trent was drunk and went to speak with Crystal before something she said sent him into a rage. In his rebuttal, Guinan argued that drinking didn't diminish Trent's intent, but amplified it and removed his inhibitions. Guinan said that walking into someone else's home and shooting her in the face in front of her grandchildren doesn't happen spur of the moment. The case was submitted to the jury for deliberation at 12:02 p.m. The court reconvened to hear the verdict at 2:39. That's a look at news on FM 92.3 KBear Country. For more anytime, visit the Grocery Cart News page at KBear923.com. For KBear Country, I'm Andrew Lacey.